A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samond UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the dynamics of prayer and fasting. Our consideration has been in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, from verse 6 to verse number 14. We see the blessings and the benefits of fasting. Dear listener, you must understand that problem entered into the world through food. The inability of the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, to control their appetite brought mankind into untold hardship and ruin. But we thank God for Christ Jesus, the last Adam, who came to redeem us from what our forefather, the first man Adam, had done. He redeemed us from the slave market that Adam's appetite brought us into. So food brought problem into the world. And if we are going to resolve this problem, there is the need for us to do something about food. There is the need for you to stay away sometimes to be able to meet with God, to receive strength, to receive power. One of the battles that people fight in life, one of the things that the enemy does is to make you incapable of controlling your appetite, to make you incapable of staying away from food or certain basic necessities. Fasting is abstaining from basic necessities or nourishment of body and life. There is the need for you to stay away sometimes for these things that bring nourishment so that you can bring the flesh under and your spirit can be in tune with God so that you can become connected to the frequency of heaven and receive clarity and direction from God. This is very important. And in verse number 8 of the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, the Bible says, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning." Your light will break forth. That's a major breakthrough for you. Fasting enhances breakthrough in the life of a man. When things are tight or tough and difficult, and you choose to wait on God in fasting and in prayers, the Bible says, "Your light shall break forth as the morning." And it says, "Your health shall spring forth speedily." Your health shall spring forth. And then it says, "Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward." So God's glory will be manifested upon your life if you learn to wait on the Lord. I am saying this, dear listener, that you must understand this spiritual discipline of fasting. Let there be a time that you have set out or set apart for yourself on a weekly basis to wait on God, to talk to God in the place of prayer. Don't forget, on a daily basis, in your Christian journey, you must talk to God. That is in the place of prayer. When you add fasting to it, it makes you a master of all kinds. Jesus told the disciples in Matthew chapter number 17, from verse 19 to 21, when they asked him, "How is it that we are not able to cast out this demon?" Jesus told them, "It is because of your unbelief." Then he said, "How be it? This kind goeth not out except by prayer and by fasting." So you become a master of all kinds, that nothing will be hard or difficult or impossible with you in Christ Jesus. When you learn to wait on God in fasting and in prayers, you become a master of all kinds, and the glory of the Lord is seen upon your life. Let me come back to my point, dear listener. Set a day or two apart for yourself on a weekly basis to seek the face of God, to put your flesh under so that you will be spiritual and not sensual. It is important in this age of easy believism, in this age of darkness, in this age of anything goes, let your spiritual relationship with God be stronger and strengthen it as you build strength and stamina with God in prayers and in fasting. This is very important, and this is what God will make happen for you by the enablement of His Spirit through Christ Jesus our Lord. So learn to wait on God in fasting and in prayers. It ushers you into the realm of glory. Do you know that fasting and praying also unleashes divine favor? Favor of God comes upon your life when you learn to wait on God in fasting and in prayers. Esther obtained favor from King Ahasuerus because she waited on God in prayers and in fasting. Esther fasted, and Esther asked Israel, the Jews, to join her in fasting. They did, and God turned things around for them. When you wait on God in fasting, there is a scattering, a frustration, and a destruction of the agenda of the enemies concerning you. And as you pray, as you fast, may the agendas of the evil one concerning you be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. The agenda of Haman for Mordecai and the Jews were totally destroyed by reason of praying and by fasting. In Esther chapter 4 and verse number 16, Esther said to Mordecai, "Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Don't eat, don't drink 3 days and night. My maids also will fast. Then I will now go to the king." Then she said, "If I perish, I perish." Going before the king was against the law. But Esther fasted, Esther prayed. Fasting alters things. Fasting changes protocol for your sake. Fasting changes rule. It did for Esther. It was unlawful for her to appear before the king. But because she had fasted and the Jews had fasted for her, Esther found favor. As you wait on God in prayers and in fasting, it unleashes or releases the favor of God upon your life and upon your destiny. It is my prayer that in these remaining days of this year and in the coming year, you will enjoy the favor of God in an uncommon fashion in the name of Jesus. It is therefore important, if you must enjoy this favor of God, uncommon favor of God, to wait on Him in prayers and in fasting. Remember Nehemiah. Nehemiah fasted. Nehemiah prayed. In verse number 4 of the book of Nehemiah chapter 1, he said, "So it was, when I heard this word, that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven." Now, the effect of his prayer and his fasting was favor. He found favor with the king, who gave him his request and everything he would need for his journey to Jerusalem. Let's learn to fast. It is a major thing that you need to do as we move into this new year. Make up your mind, dear listener. I'm going to start afresh. I'm going to do something new in case you have not been involving yourself in this spiritual exercise. You cannot continue to live your life the way you've been living it. You cannot continue to eat 3 times a day and 7 days a week and 30, 31 days a month, all the months of the year, and expect things to be different for you. It is foolishness or madness to continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. As this year is winding to a close, why don't you start this principle, this discipline of fasting? Why don't you add fasting to your daily routine? Don't forget, the picture of a man's future is found in his daily routine. What do you do on a daily basis? What are those actions or activities that are in your daily and weekly routine? I am encouraging you, add fasting. Start with 1 day in a week, and then you may learn to increase it later. It is important. It has lots of benefit, and it makes your prayers more potent. It adds power, and don't forget, it renews your strength. It renews your energy. The world we are in is a world of darkness. It's a world where anybody can hypnotize you. Don't become a slave to any person. There is nobody that should be a prophet that we hear a message from God for you. You are a child of God. You are not a bastard. Your Father, God, wants to speak with you. He wants to speak to you. You do not need any prayer contractor. You do not need people to tell you the mind of God for your life or what God is saying. Yes, you need pastors who will teach you the word of God, who will show you the mind of God, not those who will be telling you visions or prophecies or what God says you should do. There are so many people who have submitted their destiny. They have become slaves to prophets who will even tell them when to sleep with their wives, who will even tell them not to sleep with their husband. Be careful. You are a child of God. Sharpen your spiritual antenna. Wait on God in prayers and in fasting. Make up your mind to do things differently as this year is winding to a close and in the coming year and always. And you will see the glory of God in your life in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let your glory be revealed upon me. Let your glory be seen in me in the name of Jesus. Usher me into the realm of glory in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you will usher me into the realm of your glory as I wait on you in prayers and in fasting. I receive the spiritual stamina and I ask that you will usher me to the realm of glory in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Eternal Father, because I know it is done in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, surround my life and destiny with your favor as I wait on you. Let my life, let my destiny, my family, my ministry, my career be surrounded by the favor of you, the living God. Your word says you will bless the righteous, and with favor will you encompass him as with a shield. Bless me according to your word. Surround me with your favor as we say with a shield in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, the remaining days of this year, let me see your hand. Let me see the blessings of your favor upon my life and upon my destiny. Don't let me end this year on an empty note in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. Cause me to see the hand of you, the living God, evidently upon my life and upon my destiny. Let me not end this year on an empty note. Let me have something great to show. Surround my life and destiny with your favor in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It shall be as you have declared. The Lord will cause your life and destiny to be surrounded with his favor, by his favor, in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord will be seen upon you. You will be ushered into the realm of glory. You will be ushered into glory in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Every satanic agenda concerning your life and destiny shall be totally scattered and destroyed in the name of Jesus. The agenda of the evil one concerning you will fail. It shall not stand, and God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Chris Mann with your prayers so that this program can reach to many more people through other platforms. Support Daily Impact with your prayers, support with your giving. Your financial donations can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161000456. Support also by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Grace Mann. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.